This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, now back to ripping the Niners. Kind of a deadline was that? They did nothing.
How many teams did nothing?
Most of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. But that's not like... If I'm the Rams,
they did nothing.
I don't know what my need is. What's my need? I don't know that they have one. They like their receiving core. They have two running backs. They have a quarterback. They have a healthy pass rush. The Rams have not been beset by injury this year. The Detroit Lions did nothing. I don't know that they need anything.
They can always use more defense.
Sure, everybody right. could. And, you know, the Green Bay Packers, you could say, well, they did nothing, but they added Micah Parsons right before everything got going.
Well, then the Niners didn't do nothing.
The Eagles did a bunch.
If you're going to give them credit for Micah Parsons, you have to give the Niners credit for Keon White and Cleveland Farrell.
Okay, no, you
and Bryce Huff as
you
well.
You do. You're, well, Cleveland Farrell was not a trade acquisition.
That's fine. It was an acquisition.
And I do give them credit for Keon White, but I also think that there was new information after Keon White became a 49er and Cleveland Farrell. You lost two more defensive linemen from the moment that you acquired those two in Gross Matos and Mykel Williams. And again, I'm kidding, as you know. Yeah. I'm not here to rip the Niners because I'm not shocked. I'm a little surprised that they did nothing. I knew they weren't going to do something at the top of the market, and I support that. I do not think that that made sense for them to be tossing around first, second, third round draft picks. That does not make sense. But if I am a veteran 49er, if I am George Kittle, if I am Christian McCaffrey, if I'm Trent Williams, if I'm Kyle Juszczyk, I'm disappointed today. I think that you may not think you're a Super Bowl contender this year, and I can't get mad at you for that because guess what? I don't really either. So we agree. I think it's very unlikely that the 49ers will win the Super Bowl this year. However, one of your favorite Bill Parcells quotes, and it's usually used for when you're not good.
Right.
You are what your record says you are. And your record right now says you're a playoff team. So I would have liked something to give at least the look of like, hey, pretty cool position that we find ourselves in, even though we've lost a bunch of players.
Yeah, and they still can, and they still might, and whether it's, you know, people who are on the street or practice squad players on other teams, I do think that they're going to continue to bring in other bodies, and if they're dead set on keeping their draft capital, I think that they're smart to do so because they don't have as many picks this upcoming year as they did last year, and so if you really want to continue to reload, not rebuild, but reload this thing, you need to have as many draft picks as you possibly can. And if you weren't going to be top of the market, Quinnen Williams or Sauce Gardner, neither of them, I think, would have fit with your salary cap structure. You do have to kind of keep an eye on that going forward. And I know sure. that they've got about $25 million, I think, projected under the cap next year. And that includes the Brock Purdy extension, which is a good amount. It's not the most in football, but you want to keep as much of that as you can. And
sure.
I do think that what you're saying is mostly right. And the whole idea about Super Bowl contention, we did this yesterday. I think that that is an erroneous term. I think that they see themselves as a playoff team. And then let's just see. Let's see if we're a playoff team. Yep. Let's see what we can do. And if you think about the Niners as the, I don't know, if you're the sixth seed, and then you go out and you take on the three seed, could you beat Tampa or Green Bay? Could you beat one of those teams or Philly? Could you go out there on the road and win one of those games? Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not a super long shot. And you look at Washington last year, the Commanders went to the NFC Championship game and they were not expected to go that far. So, you know, you can go on a run. You can get your quarterback back. You can get Pearsall back. You can get Bryce Huff back. You can get people back and you can still be a good enough team, I think.
You can. Yeah, you can. But to think that there won't be more injuries, and again, for me, this is just, it's more emotional than X's and O's.
Right.
I think you wanna almost just inject a little life into your locker room by saying, hey, here's a little something because we think that we can do something fun this year. Is it going to be super special? Do we think we can win the Super Bowl? You're allowed to. Who knows? Maybe we're healthier. Maybe we're a different team another 8 weeks from now because a bunch of young players have gotten better. Sure, that's all possible, but that's all. I just wanted them to inject a little life into all this, and I do wonder, for you 49er fans out there, how the lack of activity made you feel about this year. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hi, Trevor. We appreciate your call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, so I think the main takeaway from this, just the lack of movement, is that there's a lot of places that the Niners need help. And I heard you mention it just a second ago. We don't know. In a perfect world, if nobody else gets injured and they make a move, maybe that might be exciting. But you're talking about two – there's probably two players that I saw – get traded that I would have loved to see the Niners get that probably they wouldn't have been able to get. Gardner and Williams, right? But those two guys, they weren't going to give up draft capital. You're right. They're not going to give up two or three first-round picks for those guys. So if not those guys, then you have to just ask yourself, like, okay, what's the move that's really going to move the needle on this team? We've got two major defensive players that are injured for the full year. They're not coming back. And we got actually three if you count the rookie who was doing pretty well. But the fact of the matter is we can't plug enough holes. So I would rather, and I think the Niners probably would rather, see what they have with these guys that are coming in, some of these rookie guys, some of these second-year players that are coming in and starting now. See what you have in the end of the offseason. This is not a Super Bowl contending team. And they are a playoff team most likely because they do have a softer schedule. But they've got a lot of games left, and the injuries keep mounting up. How much longer can they continue to win? Like I'm still on the side of, I'm kind of glad they didn't go out there and pick up a big name and spend draft capital for the future for this. I just don't see that moving the needle enough to call this Niner team a Super Bowl contending team this year.
Trevor,
and it's not
I'm with you on that part of it. Trevor, thanks. I I've said for 2 weeks they're not going to do something at the top of the market. I'm not all about mortgaging anything for now. However, let me just ask this. Like, okay, who's in the defensive backfield this weekend? Bryce Huff is there. Sam O is there. Furrell is going to be there. Et cetera, et cetera. We can name those names. All right, what happens when one more gets hurt? Are you dumpster diving again as you go down the stretch of the season? Yeah, that's all. Depth. Somebody else who, as I said yesterday, has a resume of going around a large human being and tackling a quarterback. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.